Right now it is time for us to bring in Mike Causey. We'll check sports. The Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. Hey, Mike.
Hello.
So the Giants won. I have to say, I did not watch the game at all.
I watched some of the end of the game.
Yep.
And it was just another reminder of why I don't watch football. The Giants scored a touchdown late in the game that was assisted by three big penalties against the 49ers. Not one, not two, but three. And at least two of them were questionable at best. Oh, God, it was just terrible. There was one play down the sideline where, I don't think the defender could have played him any tighter, and they threw a flag on it. There was another one when it was 3rd and 16 and the Giants didn't make the play. They threw a flag on it. So, yeah, the Giants won, but in typical NFL fashion, it was the WWE circus at its best. Not saying that the Giants or the 49ers, either team, is any good, but it's just awful when referees decide the game, and it happens all the time.
Well, and I'm glad.
Of course you are.
Because I'm a Giant fan and I got to win.
I'm glad, too, because the Giants won a game and they probably won't get the first-round draft pick.
No, I think it's a conspiracy by the NFL to keep them from getting the first-round draft pick.
There you go.
That's what I think. They don't want the Giants to get, you know.
They don't want to embarrass them because they'll make another bad pick.
Hey, Shaquin Barkley's not a bad pick.
What about the other ones?
Oh, cool.
What about those linemen that are working in UPS right now?
That's right. You got me there, but all I'm saying is the last pick wasn't a bad pick. But anyways, I would much rather the Giants, as a true Giant fan. I know there's Giant fans out there say the season's thrown away. I'd much rather if the Giants could win a few games, get to like 5-11, 6-10. I'd much rather that than
5-11, 6-10.
Yeah.
You're 2-7. Where are you going to become 6-10?
No, but that's what all I'm saying is, a Giant fan, I'd much rather them finish the season like that than 2-14. You know, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying they're going to get there. I'm saying I hope that they get there because
They play the Bucs, so yeah. That's a winnable game. They play the Eagles, that's a toss up. They play the Bears, they're not winning that game.
Uh-huh.
They play the Redskins. They're not winning that game. They play Tennessee in Tennessee. They're not winning that game. They play the Colts. It's away, but they can win. And they play the Cowboys. That's a toss-up. So there's a possibility of winning three games.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying is I'd like them to win some game. I don't want them to go in getting the first or second pick again. As a fan, I don't. I'm sorry. And I have a lot of Giant fans that disagree with me, but I want them to win as many games as possible. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
There's a couple of teams out there that are hoping the Giants win too, so they can get a higher draft pick.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so now where else do we go in sports?
Last night was the inductee for the NHL Hall of Fame, which I was watching, and they saved the best for last, which was Martin Brodeur. And nice, what a humble guy. Had all his kids there. Some of them were pretty old. And he's just amazing when they show the stats. I mean, I watched him. I saw his first game in a Garden playing against the Rangers when I was like, who's this guy? To seeing him become the goalie that he was. And to do the things he did, the amount of shutouts that he had, and he's – by far, in my opinion, the greatest goalie to ever play in the NHL. And I was privileged to watch him play for many, many years. And just the numbers that he put up, won three Stanley Cups, won a gold medal, won the Vezina Trophy 3 or 4 times, was on a team that was a playoff Stanley Cup contender every year he was there just about. It's just an amazing feat. There's not many other players in the league that you can say that about, like Marty Brodeur. And it was just great to see him go in the Hall of Fame. And he's still a young guy. I mean, he's not an old, decrepit guy going in the Hall of Fame. And he could become a big spokesman for the NHL for many years to come.
Martin Brodeur.
Yep. He's got a lot more hardware than the Queen will ever get.
Oh, gosh.
And they keep trying to compare him to Brodeur, and it's not even close.
You can't.
Not even close.
No, you can't. You know what I miss? I miss when the Whalers were in Hartford, Chuck Caton. He used to
Who?
Be, Chuck Caton was the play-by-play guy for the Hartford Whalers. He was,
okay.
He was great. He was great. I just and that's the way he used to say Martin Brodeur. Anyways.
Oh yeah, that's the way. And you know, I don't know if many people know, but Brodeur's father was a sports photographer in Montreal and the photographer for the Canadiens. So imagine Brodeur being a French Canadian playing in Montreal, like early in his career, not only beating the team that he idolized, but his father's working for the other team. That's pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, I tell you what. NHL announcers are like soccer announcers, except they're better because they don't go too crazy. There's nothing like a great call on an NHL game.
Doc Emmerich's the best.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're just fun to listen to.
It's quick.
When I listen,
it's not like soccer where, you know, it's a 5-minute rush to score a goal. In hockey, it can happen bing bang boom. It's in the net. They got to be quick and they have to know these names and. I think out of all the sports, being a hockey announcer is probably the hardest.
It is. When I lived in Maine, I worked at a station called WSCL, named for the owner, Sterling Christian Livingston, so you get an idea what that guy's like. My first week there, there's a hockey game, and they send me out with the equipment. I'm along with the play-by-play guy, right? We set up, and Mike, this is no lie. I have done basketball. I've done play-by-play football. I've done golf, baseball, everything when I worked in Kingston. About 20 minutes into the game, this guy loses his voice.
Wow.
Now, I'm in town less than a week, Mike. Less than a week.
You had to do the game?
I had to do the game.
Holy crap.
That's exactly right. And it was unbelievable because there's no sport I don't care compares to doing hockey on the fly. Nothing.
It's
nothing.
So fast, you have to know every player.
That's exactly right. It was the longest hour and a half of my life. It seemed like it took 60 hours.
I mean, you could throw any slug into the booth and do a football or a baseball or a basketball game, but to do a hockey game?
It was horrible.
I mean, you got to know 15 to 18 players, and you have to know them at the drop of a hat, and the speed of the game is so fast. It's the hardest game to announce, and no doubt at all.
You have to know the first line, second line, and third lines. You know, you have to know which the better lines are and stuff like that. And then you have to know backgrounds. It was Mike.
Yeah.
It was,
and if you're doing a game, I mean, if you've been around the team, you know the home team pretty well, but you got to know the visitors too.
It was the worst night of my life.
Yeah, I could imagine that had to be bad.
It was really bad, but it was worse for the listeners, but it was an experience, that's all I'll say. But simply put, the hardest game to call as an announcer.
I don't disagree with you on that.
Nothing else compares to it, nothing compares to if you call the game right. I mean, anybody can slug a game and do it terrible, but to do it right, it's impossible.
Yeah, and on a radio, you don't know because anything you say could be the truth because nobody's saying it.
Well, I've got a few of the people that were listening to the radio that night were as confused as I was.
Ooh?
What's he saying? Who is this guy? I was only in town like a week and a half. Who is this guy? Oh, gosh, it was horrible. I could have strangled. I could have killed that guy. I could have killed him. To this day, my look at him must have been like, are you kidding me?
It wasn't his fault.
I know.
Hey, baseball finally came out with an award last night.
Which award?
Rookie of the Year for the American League.
Who got it?
Ohtani from the Angels won. He got 25 out of 30 first place votes. It was a landslide.
That's the guy that could pitch and
bat. Played multiple positions. He can hit and he can pitch.
Yeah, well, he deserved it.
Yeah, I mean, the closest guy, in my opinion, was Andujar from the Yankees. Gleyber Torres shouldn't have even been a thought in it. Andujar hit a ton of doubles this year, didn't produce in the playoffs. But he had a good season for them. But yeah, I agree with the pick. I think Ohtani deserves it.
All right. I think we deserve to end this, and we'll be back tomorrow.
I'll be here.
All right. At least we don't have the NFL to talk about.
Not for a day.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye, Mike. Mike Kosky with the Check on Sports. this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.